Good morning from the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. A Grand Forks woman who pled guilty to fentanyl crimes in Polk County has been sentenced. Authorities say 32-year-old Miranda Marie Slobodnik will serve 48 months in prison after pleading guilty to three felonies, second-degree narcotic sale in a school or park zone, third-degree controlled substance sale and escape from custody. She also pled guilty to gross misdemeanor third-degree driving while impaired and misdemeanor fourth-degree driving while impaired. Authorities say Slobodnik was pulled over and arrested for driving under the influence back in July of 2023. Drugs and paraphernalia were found in the vehicle. Authorities say she told law enforcement she regularly traveled to Fargo to pick up fentanyl pills that she sold in Grand Forks. A statement later said that later that month, Slobodnik was pulled over again for driving while impaired. More drugs and paraphernalia were in the vehicle. Slobodnik will serve her time at the Minnesota Correctional Facility in Shakopee. Polk County Sheriff's Department says they would like for businesses to be aware of fake Minnesota IDs that are being used around that county. Deputies say in normal light, the IDs look legal and even have all the security features of a legit ID card. But under a black light, the holograms on the front of the fake IDs glow much brighter and can be seen on the reverse side of the card. On legal ID cards, you can't see the holograms through the back side. The Sheriff's Department says if you see one of these fake cards, to contact Polk County Police right away. A federal jury in Minnesota has found that the maker of a dust remover must pay $7.8 million in connection with a driver inhaling the aerosol to get high and causing a two-vehicle crash in Lake of the Woods County that killed another motorist. The verdict in U.S. District Court of Minneapolis found CRC Industries liable for the death of 42-year-old Cynthia McDougall in a head-on wreck just outside of her hometown of Bedette back in July 2019 with a pickup truck driver who was under the influence of huffing that aerosol. McDougall's husband, David McDougall, filed a lawsuit back in July 2020. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe is hosting a community meeting for band members to discuss the latest developments regarding the tribe's cannabis business initiatives. The meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 7th at the Cedar Lakes Casino Event Center in Cass Lake. It'll provide band members an opportunity to learn about the current status of the project, steps taken towards launching a cannabis retail business, and the broader impact on the community. Representatives from the Cannabis Regulatory Commission and Cannabis Business Board of Directors will present their latest updates and future plans. Minnesota Department of Agriculture is using the warmer weather as a good time to remind Minnesotans to use pesticides and fertilizers properly and with care. Agriculture Chemical Supervisor Christine Wicks.
When homeowners are applying products, do so early in the morning or later in the evening when wind and adverse weather conditions are less likely.
Wicks says when hiring a professional to do your yard work, make sure they carry a card.
That signifies that they've been certified and trained as a licensed pesticide applicator and understand all the important aspects of pesticide application.
Wicks says to be cautious of anyone approaching your home and trying to sell you products or services without a service contract. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.